我们既然来到神的家里面，我们在这里一起认识神的话语。
Now that we're in His house, let's learn His words together.
神的路是善路。
That His way is the best way.
神的路是正路。
His way is the right way.
我们愿意时常依靠他的时候，我们就可以一直在这条路上不滑跌。
When we always walk His way, then we will not fall.
那圣经里面呢，我们会常常看到神就借着先知在他的百姓中间来说话。
In the Bible, we see that lots of times.God speaks to His people through a prophet.
所以呢，当先知说话的时候呢，就在那里警戒神的众儿女。
So when a prophet speaks, then people knows what God wants.
所以那些作恶的，当神的话临到他们的时候。
And the ones who is offending God, when God's word come to them.
那神的话就成为他们的警戒一个拦阻。
Then God's word will become a hindrance for them to do those bad things.
使他们离开那样的罪恶，不会死在罪中。
So that these people now know and will walk away from sin.
同样的，像这义人也是这样。
Similarly, the same for the righteous people.
神义当义人犯罪的时候，神也会在他的前面放一个绊脚石。
When righteous people sin, then God give a rock in front of them.
可是呢，神还是借着他的仆人先知，能够说出他自己的话。
And through the prophet, the Lord will speak to these people.
当预言得到这样的话语，受到警戒之后，他回转。
And when the righteous person got these words, then he will now repent.
就脱离他自己的罪。
And he will now walk away from sin.
当神特别跟先知嘱咐。
So God will give these words to a prophet.
如果当话语临到他的时候，他不说。
When the words come to the prophet, the prophet does not speak.
他就在这些人的罪上一同有份。
Then this prophet will become part of the sinners.
所以他就连先知他自己也不能救他脱离这样的罪。
Because even the prophet cannot save himself from sin.
因为他没有和神的话语站在一处。
Because now the prophet is not speaking the words of God.
所以每次我们交通旧约的话的时候，
So every time when we talk about the Old Testament,
好像离我们非常的遥远。
Even though it looks like it is so far away.
可是神的话又是那么的信实。
The words of God is always truthful.
因为直到今天还是这样向我们来说。
Because until today, His words are still true.
所以呢，早上呢，在弟兄姊妹中间交通神的烈火这样一件事。
So this morning, we're going to talk about the fire of the Lord.
那我们也是接续着前面的交通，就是当以色列人呢，他们来到西乃半岛的时候。
It's a continuation from our lessons from last time when the people are walking now in the southern tip of the peninsula.
所以他们在西乃山上有十一个月的时间在那里休息。
Where they spent 11 months at Mount Sinai.
他们在那里认识他们的神是怎么样的一位神。
And there they get to know who God is.
所以我们看到呢，常常这些神的儿女在旷野的经历里面，他们认识到原来他们的神是烈火。
And it is at this wilderness that they realize that the God that they believe in is fire.
所以呢，讲到我们的神是烈火的时候。
So when he talked about the Lord that we believe in is fire.
那我们必须认识几件的事。
And there's a couple of things that we have to know.
这个烈火呢，常常把神的荣耀彰显出来。
This fire is a fire that reveals the glory of God.
所以呢，当人看到神的荣耀的时候，人是很难这样亲近神的。
So when people see this glory, they feel that they cannot get too close.
因为那个荣耀太大，让人有一个敬畏的心在那里。
Because the glory is so great that it makes it hard for people to get too close.
就是我们的神他自己也说他是烈火。
Just like God says that I am fire.
所以常常在一个有形质的烈火中，他也向人来说话。
So through this fire, God speaks to his people.
所以人可以听见神的话，受到警戒而回转。
So that people can hear the voice of God and the words of God and repent.
所以呢，当我们会发现神也有发怒的时候。
And we also realize that God has anger too.
对，圣经上就说神发怒的时候，好像那烈火烧起。
And he says that when God is in anger, he is like a fire that is kindled.
这个烈火向着我们仇敌的时候。
And this fire can also go against the enemy.
却是要烧灭众仇敌。
A fire that could disrupt the whole enemy.
好像那些抵挡神的人可以从他的面前挪除。
Just like all the people that stand against God will now be burned away.
所以当神的百姓在旷野的时候，他们有一段一段一段的经历。
So the people of God, when they walk on this wilderness, they have different experiences.
他们都知道他们是 神所拣选的人。
And these people know that they are the chosen people.
可是当走到旷野路上的时候，为什么生活那么辛苦呢？
But when they walk on this wilderness, why are they in so much pain?
很显然的，神借着旷野的经历来锻炼他的百姓。
Obviously, God gave them these circumstances so that the people can be refined.
好让他们甘愿舍弃自己的生活，专心的来跟从主。
So that these people can learn to deny themselves and come to God.
所以不管环境是逼迫也好。
So it doesn't matter if the circumstances is persecution.
不管环境是顺服得到福分也好。
It doesn't matter if it's the circumstances so that they can be blessed.
所以当神的百姓走在旷野的路上的时候，他们知道一件事情。
So when God's people walk on this wilderness, one thing they realize.
他们不往前走的时候，他们就要死在旷野。
If they do not go forward, then they will all die.
因为旷野不是神所为他们预备的地方。
Because this wilderness is not their destination.
旷野呢是神让他们有一段的经历以至于可以进到那迦南之地。
The wilderness is just a path that they have to get through so that they can go into the land of Canaan.
所以神向他的儿女说我为你们预备一个美好的地方。
So that's why God says, I have prepared a great place for you.
可是在进到这样一个美好的地方有一个过程。
But before you get into this great place, you have to pass this path.
所以在这样一个段的过程里面就成为我们的一个锻炼。
And in this journey, it is a time when you get refined.
也成为我们每一个人的经历。
It will become the experience that we can all share.
因为当我们有经历之后，我们知道怎么样来彼此相扶持。
Because when we have this experience, then we can encourage each other.
所以我们彼此扶持的时候，我们就可以活在神的面前。
And when we support and encourage each other, then we can come to God as one.
也是按照上次我们所分享的呢，我们说到基督徒的生活基本上就是一个征战。
And as a continuation from our last sermon, a Christian's life is always a battleground.
因为我们知道在我们里面有永活的生命在我们的里面。
Because we know that in us there's this eternal life.
那是仇敌所不愿意我们拥有的。
Something that the enemy does not want us to have.
所以对于有永远生命的人，仇敌永远不甘休。
So for us who have eternal life, the enemy wants to attack us.
可是对于那有死的人来讲，他们的生命掌权在那恶者的手下。
But for someone who does not have eternal life, the enemy already owns them.
他们连活的机会都没有，就不用征战。
And these people, they don't even have a chance to live, so there's no battle for them.
所以当我们行在这个旷野上的时候，我们常常会发现怎么那么的陌生。
So that's why when we walk on this wilderness, we think that everything is so strange.
好像前面的经历跟后面的经历又完全不一样。
Just like whatever we get to face tomorrow is not the same that we face yesterday.
明明我们已经超越了一件事物，为什么接下来又有一个事情在那里试探我们？
Maybe we thought that we have already overcame a trial. Why is there another trial waiting for me?
可是弟兄姊妹，每一个试探都是我们依靠神往前走的一个力量。
But brothers and sisters, every trial we overcome is another step we take closer to God.
所以当神的儿女他们走在旷野路上的时候，每次有一件事情发生，他们就用那样的一个事件取那个地名来作为一个纪念。
So that's why for the people in the Old Testament, every place they stop by when something happened, they will name that place after that event.
所以我们今天要交通三个地点。
So today we're going to talk about three of these events.
在这三个地点呢，有一个特别明显的事物。
And in these three events or locations, there are a specific thing that took place.
就是神都发怒。
Is that God was angry.
因此在那个地方百姓的生活有了一些问题，所以神就发怒。
It is at that place when the people offended God, then God was angry.
所以今天我们就要从这三个的事件里面我们一起来学习。
So through these three events, let us learn from them.
那有一个基督徒呢，他在大学的时候他认识了主。
Now there is a Christian, in his college time, he gets to know God.
那一直在 大学四年之间呢，他都不愿意相信。
And in his 4 years of college, he refused to believe.
那他可是他常常去教会听神的话。
But even though he refuses to believe, he still goes to church to listen.
他常常也找牧师，跟牧师有所交通，把一切的问题跟牧师来讨论。
And he would still go to the minister and ask a lot of questions.
所以四年过去之后呢，他觉得这一位神是可信的。
And then after 4 years of exploring, he finally realized that this God is trustworthy.
所以呢，他就跟牧师讲，我要受浸归入主的名下。
And then he said to the minister and said, I want to be baptized in Jesus' name.
所以就在他信主之后呢，他把这样一个美好的福音传
And then it is after he got he believed, he started preaching the gospel to his younger brother. And then his younger brother, seeing how the older brother changed, he is now willing to receive as well. But then after the younger brother believed, he would always call his brother. And then he said, I just lost my motorcycle today. I just lost a brand new motorcycle. Why did I believe in God and He does not protect me? And then after 2 days passed by, he called his brother again. And then he called the older brother again.
不断地好像在他弟弟的身上一信主就遭遇到许多的难处。
And for some reasons, after the younger brother believed in God, many, many things happened to him.
所以这个做哥哥的就走到这个牧师前面讲说,为什么我传福音给我的弟弟,他的遭遇跟我的遭遇完全不一样。
And then the older brother went to the minister and said, how come now I preach the gospel to my younger brother, but then he goes through all these difficult things?
弟兄姊妹,神没有让我们信他之后, 我们所经历的环境就是一帆风顺。
Now, brothers and sisters, God never promised us that after we believe in Him, everything will go smoothly.
我们所传的福音呢是, 当你信了这位救主, 不论在任何的环境之下, 他在那里与我们同在。
But then the gospel that we preach is that after you believe in God, whatever circumstances you go through, God is with you.
所以当以色列的百姓, 他们来到塔贝拉这个地点的时候,
So when the people of Israel, when they got to the place called Tabara,
那我们知道在民数记第11章第1节到第3节,
In Numbers chapter 11, 1 through 3,
就记载这一件事,
it talked about this place, Tabara.
我们一起来读民数记11章第1节到第3节。
So together, let's read Numbers chapter 11, 1 through 3.
我请弟兄姊妹来念。
Brothers and sisters,
Don't be
those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, His anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. So in verse number 1 it says, now the people complain.
弟兄姊妹,他们才刚刚预备好离开西乃山不过几天的日子。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember that they just left Mount Sinai. It's only been a couple of days.
在这一段的经文里面没有描述到发生了什么事情让他们又发怨言。
In these couple of verses, it didn't say what these people are complaining about.
可是在中文版本的圣经里面特别描述到, 他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中。
But then in the Chinese version of the Bible, it says that the complaining got to the Lord.
所以呢,在发怨言的同时呢,他们在那里呢,他们还口出恶言。
So not only that they're complaining in their heart, they're actually saying words.
所以神听到了,他就生气。
So that the Lord heard it, and His anger was kindled.
所以就有火焚烧在百姓的中间。
And the fire of the Lord burned among them.
在第二节这里说, 百姓向摩西哀求,
and then in verse 2 it says, the people therefore cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord. And then the fire died out.
所以呢,
so that we see that the fire of the Lord was among them. And then now they named that place Tabara.
他们在那里经历神发怒这一件事情。
To be a witness, say that this thing happened.
弟兄姊妹,我们有没有想过, 这些神的儿女, 当神领他们到旷野的时候, 那个目的是什么?
Brothers and sisters, do you think the people, these people realize that why God took them to the wilderness?
所以最初, 神带领这群百姓到旷野是要去侍奉神。
So in the beginning, God took them out so that they can worship God.
可是当我们读圣经之后,我们发现常常百姓在旷野做的一件事就是发怨言。
But then we see that not only these people don't worship God, they always complain.
水不好喝,发怨言。
If the water doesn't taste good, they complain.
东西不好吃,发怨言。
If the food is not good, they complain.
当他们继续往前走的时候,旷野的道路不好走,发怨言。
When they walk on this wilderness, when the times get tough, they complain.
旷野的生活不好过,发怨言。
When the living is hard in the wilderness, they complain.
我们很少看到这些神的儿女在那里感谢赞美主。
And here it rarely says that the people are praising and thanking God.
好像他们不能用赞美、用感谢超过一切的环境。
Just like they can never overcome the circumstances with praising.
发怨言，为什么发怨言？
They complain, and why do they complain?
因为他们在那里经历了不幸的事。
Because there, they experience the things that they don't believe in.
因为他们在那里生活上好像有了一些缺乏。
Because now they think that they're lacking something in their life.
所以呢，他们就在那里把里面的苦情向耶和华来陈述。
So that's why they're complaining from the deepest of their heart.
弟兄姊妹，苦情向神来陈述是很好的。
So it is okay to tell our sorrow to the Lord.
可是不要让我们里面的苦情成为我们对神的一个愤怒跟恶言，发出恶言。
But yet, don't let the sorrow drive you so that you come to the Lord in anger.
在我们的里面，我们常常都说神向我们来说话。
So a lot of time we say the Lord speak to us.
比较多的时候我们都说我们要听神说话。
And a lot of times we want to say we want to hear his word.
可是在这里我们知道神呢却是非常愿意听我们来说话。
But here through these verses you can see that the Lord wants to hear us as well.
所以我们口头上的任何一句话我们的神都是在那里倾听的。
So whatever we say, whatever come out of our mouth, the Lord can hear it.
就是从你嘴里所出的怨言，神也听到。
Just like all the complaint that come out from your mouth, the Lord hears it.
所以呢，前面几次百姓发怨言的时候，神就按着他们的需要供应他们。
So the first couple of times when people complain, God gave them what they wanted.
所以就有许多的神迹，有许多的奇事发生在百姓的中间。
So that's why a lot of miracles happen in these people.
可是这些神迹，这些奇事并没有帮助神的儿女认识这位神。
But yet all these miracles did not bring his people closer to God.
所以当又有一件事情发生的时候，他们就从他们的怨言里面把那个恶言就表达出来。
So that's why whenever the next thing happened, people will complain and be in sorrow again.
所以这一次他们所抱怨的不是他们带领的对象。
So this time they're no longer complaining about the leader.
这一次他们抱怨的呢是神。
They're now this time complaining about God himself.
所以呢当他们在帐篷里面抱怨的时候。
So that's why when people complain in the tent.
在圣经另外一处的圣经就描述到。
And in another verse in the Bible, it said,
这些百姓说因为神恨我们。
And these people said, because God hates us.
所以呢把我们从埃及带到旷野地来。
So that's why he took us from the wonderful land of Egypt out into the wilderness.
要把我们交在仇敌的手中。
So that he will give us to our enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的天然的反应。
Brothers and sisters, that's just a natural reaction of man.
我们的神真的是这样做吗？
Is God really hating his
people? 我们的神真的是这样的吩咐吗？
Is God really giving his people to the enemy?
不是。
No.
因为当日神向百姓说的时候，我伸手叫你们到从离开埃及之地。
Because God told his people that he is using his hand to take them away from the enemy.
带你们到旷野地是为了要侍奉神。
To take them to the wilderness so that they can worship God.
不但如此，我要带你们进到那流奶与蜜之地。
And not only I'll take you away from Egypt, but I'll take you into the land of milk and honey.
就是我为你们所预备一个美好的地方。
A place where I have prepared for you.
兄姊妹，当他们没有办法那么的把神的话语做成他们把握的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when the people of Israel cannot get a hold of God's word,
信心一软弱，怨言就发出来。
When they lose their faith, they start complaining.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这一次好像神没有任何的怜悯。
So here, this time, we see that in these verses, there's no mercy.
神的怒气一发出来的时候，整个营里面火就烧起来。
When God's anger was kindled, the fire is burned among the people.
可是我们在这里看到一个神的仆人，他在那里带领众人的时候，他是怎么样的一个方式？
But here we also see that as a leader of his people, how he led his people.
当百姓向他来求的时候，求你为我们祷告吧。
So when the people therefore cried out to Moses,
我们看到这位带领者摩西，他就为众百姓来祷告。
And then this leader, Moses, start praying for the people.
所以当他祷告的时候，神的火就停下来。
And then when Moses prayed, the fire died out.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到一个带领者的心在这里。
Brothers and sisters, here we see the attribute of a leader.
好像都是我们的榜样。今天弟兄姊妹，如果我们在教会里面有这样的一个角色。
And that should be serving as an example to us too. Who is this leader?
第一个向我们所要求的就是我们要为我们所带领的羊来祷告。
The first thing that a leader must do is that he will pray for his sheep.
因为当我们祷告的时候，你看看祷告能够使神的火止息。
Because when we prayed, the fire of the Lord died out.
我们也可以看到祷告让仇敌的工作停住。
We also see that when we prayed, enemies stopped working.
所以作为一个带领者，他一定要能够向神来呼求。
So as a leader, this person has to pray and cry to the Lord.
因为在他的里面一定要有一个怜悯的心肠。
Because in this leader's heart, he has to have mercy.
因为在他的里面如果没有怜悯的心肠，事情发生之后第一个跑的就是他。
If he cannot have a heart of mercy, then when things happen, he will be the first to run.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们看到一些带领的人，
So brothers and sisters, a lot of times these so-called leaders,
好像他们不会讲什么样的话。
Maybe these leaders, they are not good at speech.
可能他们身上并不是那么的有才华。
Maybe these leaders, they are not so talented.
可是我们知道在他们的身上，他们愿意为神的家来祷告。
But we know that these leaders, they are willing to pray for the house of God.
所以呢，可能当你问他的时候，他会告诉你我不知道该怎么办。
So maybe there are times when you go to this leader and the leader doesn't know what to say.
他可能会告诉你说我们一起祷告吧。
But then this leader may say that let us pray together.
当你再问他的时候，这件事怎么做？
When you ask him somewhere and say what do I do this time?
他可能告诉你我不知道，可是我们可以一起来读神的话来寻求。
Maybe he will say I don't know, but then we can read it from God's word.
弟兄姊妹，当你碰到这样的一个领袖，我不知道你会怎么想。
So brothers and sisters, when you meet someone like this, what would you think?
当你的父母，
when your parents,
当你的主管，
when your managers,
当你的老师，
when your teacher,
当你去问他们的时候，
when you go ask them something,
他们都用三个字来回答你。
If they only respond to you with three simple words,
就是不知道。
Is that I don't know.
所以这个学生的跟老师问问题，老师回答你不知道。
If a student asks a teacher and the teacher says I don't know,
如果你问你的爸爸妈妈一些问题，你的爸爸妈妈说我不知道。
If you go to your parents and ask them some question and they respond I don't know.
做部署的人问老板，老板说我不知道。
As a staff, if you go to a manager and the manager says, I don't know.
所以一次呢，他回答说不知道，可能你还能够接受。
If the other side only said, I don't know one time, maybe it's okay.
确实如此，因为不是每一个人什么事都知道。
Well, this person may not be all-knowing, so maybe it's fine.
可是当你发现每一次你都问他什么事他都不知道的时候，
But if you realize that every time you go to this person, and this person can only say, I don't know,
我不知道你会有什么样的感觉，
then what would you think about it?
这些百姓在旷野的时候，
And that's how these people feel.
很可能，
When they're in the wilderness,
他们问摩西，摩西我们要在哪里停下来？
When these people of Israel do ask Moses, when do we stop?
摩西会告诉他们，我也不知道，我要看天上的云才能做决定。
Moses will say, I don't know, I'm just following the cloud of pillar.
他们问摩西说，我们到底还有几天才可以停下来？
And when people ask Moses, how many more days until we reach our destination?
摩西可能还是不知道，还是要决定到天上的云彩停住的时候我们才能停。
And then Moses will still say I don't know, I'm following the cloud of pillar.
所以很多的时候我们发现摩西呢，他自己在他的里面也没有答案。
So a lot of times we know that Moses really doesn't know.
200万的百姓跟着他，作为一个领导的人他却没有答案。
When there's 2 million people following Moses, but as a leader Moses simply doesn't know.
要往哪里去也要看天上的云怎么走。
He doesn't know where to go, he's following the cloud.
要停下来或是要往前，也要看天上的神怎么带领他们。
To stop or to go forward, he is following God's command.
对摩西他自己来讲，他就是忠心的跟从者。
For Moses himself, he is just a faithful follower.
对百姓来讲，他们也需要学习做一个忠心的跟从者。
So that for the people that is following Moses, they need to learn to be a faithful follower.
我们看到摩西他在这里，虽然他用这样的一个态度来跟从神的时候，
So here we see how as Moses followed God,
他在百姓中间做起一个代祷者的角色。
That in front of his people, he is now the interceder.
弟兄姊妹，当我们常常觉得，哎，我生活很好啊，也没有任何的难处啊。
So at times, maybe we'll feel that we don't have any leads, we're just doing well at night.
弟兄姊妹，我相信在我们的背后，有许多为我们代祷的弟兄姐妹。
But when everything is going so well for you, I believe that it is because a lot of brothers and sisters are praying for you.
那你说为什么我那么难处那么多呢？
And then maybe there are times when there are so much difficulties that you're facing.
弟兄姊妹，我们还是要放心，我们后面还是有许多代祷的同伴。
But then brothers and sisters still take faith because there are others praying for you.
所以当他们继续往前走的时候，来到基伯罗哈塔瓦这个地方。
So after they leave Tabora, now they get to Tabora Hatava.
我们一起来念民数记第11章第4节到第6节。
Now let's read Numbers chapter 11, 4 through 6.
他们中间的闲杂人大喜参与的心，以色列人又哭号说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼。 也记得有黄瓜、地瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这茫茫以外，我们眼前并没有别的东西。弟兄姐妹，这三节的经节呢，特别讲到在他们的中间有闲杂人。
Brothers and sisters, in these three verses, it starts with that there are rebel among these.
闲杂人怎么来的呢？
And who are these rebels?
就是在这些以色列
is that when these people of Israel, when they walk to the wilderness, people
start following.
And when these people saw how God blessed his people,
所以他们就跟着以色列的百姓一起离开埃及。
Then this rebel followed the crowd and they left Egypt as well.
所以呢，在整个出埃及的这样的一个旷野的路上，
so on the journey in the wilderness,
刚开始他们也是非常的兴奋。
In the beginning, this rebel, they are excited.
可是在他们的里面呢，他们却没有一个标的。
But then in them, they never know what they're doing.
他们的心是能够转向的。
That they're only full going back and forth.
这里有好处的时候，他们要。
When there are their good things, they want it.
但好处没有的时候，他们不要。
But when the good things run out, they want out.
他们可以再到地方的其他的地方继续去寻求好处。
That they could leave these people and go to another place that offered them good
things. 所以这一群人在神百姓的中间，他们说话是不需要负责任的。
So these rebels, when they're in the people of Israel, they don't have to take on any responsibility.
在他们的肩膀上，没有一个百姓是在他们肩膀上，他们向他们负责任的。
That these people, they are not responsible to, for any of the people in the crowd.
可是对于神家的领导不一样。
But then it is not the same for the people of God.
摩西在神的百姓中间做带领的时候， 摩西他自己说他像父亲一样去喂养他们。
That when Moses, among his people, he said that as a leader, I'm like a father who is feeding and nursing.
所以在摩西的肩膀上有200万的百姓在他的肩膀上。
So that on Moses' shoulder, he is carrying the weight of 2 billion of
people. 这样的重担是何等的大。
And this is a great burden.
所以当他们这些人呢，带起了贪欲的心之后，
So when these rebels, now they have greedy desires.
他们的贪欲就影响着众。
That their greedy desires start affecting people among them.
百姓呢，也觉得他们所说的真是。
And then the people, the Israelites thought that, hey, maybe they have a point.
所以他们就哭了。
And then the people start weeping.
在旷野地就哭了。
In the wilderness, they start crying.
他们记得在埃及的时候。
And they said, I remember the time when I was in Egypt.
他们不用花钱，他们就可以吃到鱼。
That I could eat fish all day.
在埃及的时候，还有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
That in Egypt, I could also eat cucumbers, melons, leeks, and onions and garlic.
单单想这些调味料，我们都已经不知道该怎么办了。
Just to think about the taste.
过去吃的那么好。
That I used to have good food.
今天吃的只有玛拿。
But today, I can only eat manna.
这里第六节说，除了玛拿以外， 再没有别的东西。
In verse 6, it says there's nothing at all but you look at except the manna.
弟兄姊妹吃了玛拿，让他们心血枯干。
So brothers and sisters, they are so tired and they don't like the manna.
你看看，可以从这样的一个光景落到这样的光景。
Just take a look. Now that they don't like the manna at all.
弟兄姊妹，他们记得埃及地的食物。
And brothers and sisters, they remember the food that they had in Egypt.
可是他们忘记了为什么神把他们带离埃及。
But they forgot why God took them away from Egypt.
当他们在埃及享受这些美食的时候，
When they're eating all this good food in Egypt,
是在他们受辖制的光景之下所得到的。
They were confined, they were slaves.
埃及人要他们做苦工。
That Egyptians used them as slaves.
所以他们可以得到这些的东西。
So that's why they get to eat this food.
他们忘记了他们受苦的时候，
They forgot that the pain and suffering that they took out.
他们的哀声达到天上。
And they were crying and the Lord heard them.
所以呢，神就说，
And then God said,
我的百姓在埃及所受的苦，
is that my people, the pain and suffering that they took on in Egypt,
我实在看见了,
that I saw them going through,
他们的哀声,
and I heard the crying.
所以我下来呢, 要救他们离开埃及人的手,
that's why I came down and want to save them from the Egyptians.
领他们出埃及, 到那美好, 宽阔的牛奶与蜜之地,
to take them away in the land of Egypt and to put them into the land of milk and honey.
我听到这百姓的哀声,
and I heard the crying of my people.
我看到埃及人怎么欺负他们,
and I see how the Egyptians took advantage of my people.
所以我伸手要救他们,
so that's why I reach out my arm to save them.
弟兄姊妹, 神的百, 这个, 这些神的百姓为什么要离开埃及呢?
So brothers and sisters, remember why the Israelites need to get away from Egypt.
换句话说, 今天我们来讲, 我们为什么要成为基督徒呢?
In other words, in our circumstances, why do we need to become Christian?
到底神给我们的应许是什么呢?
What is God's promise to us?
难道神的应许只让我们停在旷野地吗?
Is God's promise only taking us out and putting us into the wilderness?
不, 神为我们预备一个美家。
Not so, but God has a destination for us.
在我们还没有达到目的地之前,
before we reach our destination,
不管路上的景致是好是坏,
it doesn't matter that our surrounding is good or bad,
我们都要站稳,
that we have to stand firm,
我们要一直往前,
that we're just going forward,
走在这个正路上面,
to walk on this path.
可能有时候我们走不好,
maybe sometimes we fall,
可是我们愿意一再的来转回,
but then we are willing to stand up and get back on,
好叫我们能够得到力量, 继续往前,
so that we will receive more strength and walk forward.
在这里, 这些百姓说, 除了玛拉以外, 在我们的眼前并没有别样的食物,
and here the people complain and said there is nothing at all to look at except this manna.
然后我们在春宴会的时候, 我们看一部影片, 其中有一段, 有一个牧师, 他讲了一段话, 我,
during our spring retreats, we saw this movie, and in this movie, the minister spoke of this one thing that I remember very well. And then he said, it is because the life of Christians is so simple, that's why our path is so broad.
当以色列百姓他们出了埃及在旷野地40年的时候,
so after the Israelites, when they left Egypt in the wilderness for 40 years,
神单单给他们玛拿吃,
God only gave them manna,
省去了多少的凡事,
so that they don't have to go through the trouble of the other things. The 3 meals of every day, they don't have to worry about what to cook, where to get it.
40年过后, 圣经讲说他们没有任何的缺乏,
and in these 40 years, they do not lack one thing.
神保守了他们,
because God kept them.
可是在这里呢, 他们说, 我们的心血枯干了,
but here it says, now that our appetite is gone,
因为他们不认识神,
because these people don't know God.
所以呢, 在圣经哥林多前书第10章3到4节的时候,
so in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says,
特别讲到就是说, 我们都吃了一样的零食,
he talked about that how we receive the same supply,
也都喝了一样的灵水,
and we drink of the same holy water.
我们所喝的呢, 是出于随着他们的灵磐石,
and then the water that we drink from is from this rock.
这磐石就是基督,
and this rock of ages is Jesus himself.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们的眼前, 除了基督以外, 再没有别的事物,
so brothers and sisters, there is nothing at all to look at except Jesus Christ.
在我们走属灵道路这一条路上, 我们没有别的事物,
and when we walk on this path, there is nothing else that should draw our attention.
神只为我们预备了基督,
that God has prepared for us Jesus.
教我们借着基督我们可以一直到他那里,
so that through Jesus we can go on to our destination.
这些百姓厌弃食物,
and these people are complaining about the food.
他们是厌弃食物吗?
Are they really just complaining about the food?
不, 他们是厌弃了神,
no, but I tell you that they are complaining about God.
他们是厌弃带领他们的领袖吗?
Are they now sick and tired of Moses?
不, 他们厌弃的是 主所选立为他们所预备带领他们的人,
no, but they are now sick and tired of someone that God has prepared for them.
所以归根究底呢, 神知道他的百姓在这样的一个光景已经厌弃了他,
so all in all, God knows that it is these people that got sick and tired of him.
第二次神的怒气发作,
so the second time God's anger is kindled.
所以呢, 神还是按着他们所需要的, 给了他们,
so yes, God still gave them what they wanted.
神告诉他的仆人摩西说, 你来看看, 我的膀臂从来没有缩短,
And then God said to Moses and says that my outstretched arm has never fall back.
我的话一定应验,
that my words will come true.
所以在那个地方神就提供肉给他们吃。
So at that place, God gave them meat.
所以当他们一吃到肉的时候, 那肉的发烂的那个气息就从他们的鼻孔里面喷出。
And that they were with so much meat that the meat come out from their nostrils.
兄姊妹, 神就借着一阵风, 把这些肉,安全的肉带到他们的中间。
So now the Lord sent forth a wind and brought quail from the sea.
神是那么的奇妙, 可以供应我们的一切。
And God is so amazing that He can supply all of our needs.
可是当我们的里面,如果不是用一个感谢的心在那里使用的时候,
But if we don't enjoy what God has given us with a heart of thanksgiving,
就是我们得到了这些东西, 就好像这些发烂的肉一样, 在我们的生活里面也没有任何的帮助。
And even though that we can get it, then it is we won't help us in our life.
我们也看到摩西他在这样的一个光景，他说：“神啊，我独自一人带领这些百姓，重担实在太大。”
And then Moses also said to God at that place that it is too heavy of a burden for me to carry.
所以呢，神就赐下70位的。 这些长老来跟他一起管理百姓。
So God gave Moses 70 men from the elders of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的里面，我们常常需要同伴。
So that these elders can be officers. So for us, we also need companions.
可能我们一人无法独自承担的时候，神为我们预备了弟兄姊妹。
So when the burden is too heavy for one person to carry, there are brothers and sisters to help you.
我们当我们看到带领我们的人需要的时候，我们也应当就马上出来成为。
So when we see that the leader needs help, then you should stand up and take charge.
这里有一件事情非常的重要，就是这些人呢都在圣灵的同在里面。
And then from these 70 men, we see that there is one important thing, is that they share the same spirit.
当这70位的长老出来侍奉的时候，神的灵就充满他们。
And when these 70 men stood up and became officers, God's spirit filled them.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常要非常的小心。So
brothers and sisters, we need to be careful.
因为在我们的中间，可能也有一些人，他们就是闲杂的人。Is
that there may be rebels among us?
所以呢，当这里有东西它不如他们意的时候，他们就说话。So
when these people see something's not to their liking, they will start complaining.
他们不愿意把肩膀放在神的家里面。They
don't want to share the shoulder in the house of God.
讲话何等的容易。It
is easy for them to say things.
可是要敞开神家的事。 事物并不是一件易事,
but to say things and take on responsibility, that's a different issue.
弟兄姊妹，放出我们的膀臂来。
So brothers and sisters, share your shoulder.
与我们带领我们的人一起和他们同担神家的事物。
To carry the responsibilities with our leaders.
所以当神的百姓来到第三个地方的时候,
So now when God's people got to their third destination,
这个地方叫做哈喜路。
The third location called Hazara.
这里呢，我们发现呢，米利安在这里长了大麻风。
And here, this is where the place that Miriam got lepers.
我们一起来读这段的经文，记载在民数记12章的第1节到第3节。
So Numbers chapter 12, 1 through 3.
我们一起来读
together.
摩西与米利安和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子，就毁谤他说：“难道耶和华单单与摩西说话？”
不也与我们说话吗？这话耶和华听见了。千层胜过世上的众人。就在这个地方呢，发生了一件事情，就是他们兄妹三个人。 Is that between the brother and the sisters, the three of them?
好像在领导众百姓的事上有一点。 发生了一点微妙的关系。
Is the three of them leading the people of the Israelites, just something happened among them.
所以呢，就有毁谤的言语。
And they started slandering against Moses.
那我们也看到这些毁谤的言语呢，已经不在百姓，也不在这些闲杂的人身上。
Now that these offensive words no longer come from the rebel or
people,
but these offensive words come from the people who serve.
我自己的在几个福音的机构服事。
Now I also serve in a couple different organizations.
我发现在这个福音机构里面最大的一个秘诀。
And I realized that there is one big secret about serving in this
world.
A secret that could make all work as one.
就是这些在上面做领导的时候，他们不管发生任何的事。
You said as the leaders, doesn't matter what happened.
就是在意见不一样的时候。
that when there are different of opinions,
他们都还是能够重新在那里侍奉,
that they can still serve together in one accord.
可是我们也看到在教会里面,
but we also see that in a church,
如果在同工之间, 彼此之间有毁谤的时候,
if among the leaders, if there are words and difference of opinions,
单单解决教会里面的事就很难了,
then it makes it very difficult to do things.
我们就很难再往前去把福音传给别人,
it becomes very difficult for us to pass on the gospel.
所以呢, 在这一段的经文里面, 我们看到有摩西, 有米利安, 有亚伦,
so in these verses, we see that there is Miriam, there is Aaron, and there is Moses.
亚伦呢, 是一个祭司的代表,
now Aaron is a priest.
米利安呢, 在那个时候却是一个先知的代表,
and Miriam was a prophet.
身为最小的弟弟, 摩西来说, 他是一个君王的代表,
but yet as Moses, even though the youngest, he is the king.
所以呢, 先知, 祭司, 君王, 他们一起在神的面前在那里侍奉,
so a prophet, a priest, and a king, they all serve together before the Lord.
神也用他们, 神也拣选他们,
and God chose them and God used them.
可是在这样的一个地方, 我们看到做哥哥的, 亚伦跟做姐姐的米利安,
but then here we see that as the older siblings, Aaron and Miriam,
因着摩西他自己的一个 婚姻的关系就在那里毁谤他的本的弟弟,
they spoke again Moses because of whom he married.
那就说呢耶和华难道耶和华只单单向摩西说话不向我们说话吗?
And then they said to Moses, has the Lord only spoken through you?
弟兄姊,
and he not speak through us?
弟兄姊妹这句话呢好像是对的,
brothers and sisters, you may think that this kind of makes sense.
可是真正研究起来呢, 实际上不是这样,
but if you think about it carefully, then that's not the case.
所以什么叫做毁谤呢?
So what is to mean to speak again?
所以呢, 中国字讲到毁这个字, 一个言跟一个非,
to slander, if we break it down in the Chinese character,
也就是说这个人所说的呢, 不是这样,
means that to defame, to give a false statement.
他所说的不是一个真理,
to give a false statement.
所以呢我们说非,
so that's why we call it to slander.
什么叫做谤呢?
To slander, to defame.
谤就是他所说的话在事实的旁边,
to defame means that whatever you're saying is just right next.
所以这个言呢, 就加上一个旁边的旁字,
so that's why it's not the truth.
这个字就叫做谤,
so to slander.
好像跟事实非常的接近,
just like you say something that is close to the truth,
却没有那么近,
but yet not the truth.
好像快要到那个事实的情况,
just like it is almost correct,
却还没有到达,
but yet not so.
可能呢说话已经超过头了,
maybe you're exaggerating things,
好像是有那么一点实在的感觉,
even though it feels right a little bit,
可是却不是,
but not so.
所以呢, 在这个时候呢, 神又生气,
and then so at that time, God's anger was kindled again.
所以呢, 神就当场呢, 就向米利安发怒,
and then God spoke this to Miriam.
可是在发怒之前, 我们知道我们的神向亚伦, 向米利安解释得非常清楚,
but then before God's anger came to them, God explained to them first what they did wrong.
他向他们来讲, 你们的弟弟摩西在我面前呢, 是一个为神的家全然尽忠的人,
and then God says that your brother Moses was the most humbled of men.
所以当神向他们两位说话之后, 愤怒而去,
so and then after God spoke to them, his anger was kindled.
所以在米利安的身上就突然起了大麻风,
and then Miriam was all of a sudden become leprous.
在这样的一个时候, 亚伦呢, 就求摩西,
and then at that time Aaron turned to Moses,
赶快求神来医治吧,
and said to Moses, pray to God.
弟兄姊妹我们看到这一位带领者, 他没有在那里说, 这是你们自己惹出来的事,你们自己负责吧,
so Moses as a leader, he never said she deserved it.
所以呢, 他在那里呢, 他马上就为他的姐姐求医治,
and at that moment he bowed and he prayed for Miriam.
弟兄姊妹, 我们所信的这位神不是人,
and brothers and sisters, the God that we believe in is not a man.
他知道我们人心里所想的一切,
he knows what we're thinking about.
我们心里所思所想的, 他都知道,
or of a thought, he knows.
所以在他发怒之前呢, 他会让我们明白他的真理,
so before his anger came to us, he will let us know what we did wrong.
我们若不愿转回,
if we are not willing to turn and repent,
他向我们生气,
then he will be angry.
为什么向我们生气?
Then why would his anger be kindled?
因为我们与他有关系。
Because we are something to him.
因为我们是他的百姓。
Because he cares, we are his people.
今天神如果看我们是陌生人的话,
Today, if God sees us as strangers,
神连生气都不需要,
then God will not be angry with us, he will just leave.
因为这些人的生命是死的。
Because we never have a life anyway.
所以当我们认识到在这三个地方神为什么发怒的时候,
So in these three places, we see that God's anger was kindled
for reason.
So in his house, we know how to behave.
常常有一些人说一些话,
There are times when people just say things.
让我们明白他们到底是不是在抱怨。
Let us understand if they're complaining.
常常有一些人不在我们中间说一些话。
Where there are times there are other strangers, rebels, that's just saving.
我们要很有智慧的来做一些的分别。
We have to be wise about it and really think about what they're saying.
千万不要被他们带出教会。
Don't just let them take you away from church.
因为我们知道他们不过是在这里起了贪欲之心。
Because we know that they're just coming up with greedy desires.
对这些人连服侍他们我们都没有必要。
For these people that are trying to cast us away, we don't even need to serve them.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们在这一个路上我们一起往前的时候,
So when we walk on this path in this wilderness,
我们务必用一个前进的心来到神的面前。
We have to come with the heart of going forward.
难道我们的神真的那么爱生气吗?
Now you may think about, is our God so easy to anger?
难道我们不是说神啊,你是有爱的神吗?
Didn't we say that our God is filled with love?
那为什么向着神的儿女你一直生气呢?
Why is God so angry to his people all the time?
所以圣经里面给我们一个答案,神的怒气不过是转眼之间。
But then the Bible says that God's anger is only momentary.
所以当神发怒之后,他又转回来向他的儿女,向他的百姓。
And then after God was angry for a slight moment, he will come back with love.
他愿意他的百姓在这样的一个过程里面回转认识他。
Because he wants the people to know that he is angry and repent.
弟兄姊妹,还有一个更可怕的火。
And brothers and sisters, God is fire, but there is another fire that is way worse.
所以D.A. Carson呢,他就讲到说,这个火叫做地狱之火。
And this fire that is more destructive is the fire of hell.
当人进到这个火里面的时候,就是一辈子永远的事。
This fire of hell will burn forever.
这个火没有怜悯。
And this fire of hell does not have any mercy.
这个火烧到永远。
And this fire will last you forever.
神不是预备这个火来烧我们。
And God is not burning us with that fire.
我们的神是烈火。
Even though God is fire,
可是他却要把我们带到那美好的地方。
This fire lead us to a better place.
带着这三个地点。
Through these three locations.
众百姓。
The people of Israel.
闲杂人。
The rebels,
70位长老,
the 70 elders,
摩西他自己,
Moses himself,
还有他的同工, 他的哥哥跟姐姐,
his companions, Miriam and Aaron,
他们在这里都学到了一些功课,
they all learned the lessons.
所以当他们得到神的医治之后, 云彩又继续往前。
And after they learned the lessons, and when they're healed, the cloud leads them again.
弟兄姊妹,每一次我们把一个功课学好的时候, 我们就知道我们可以向前走了。
Brothers and sisters, every time when we learn that lesson, then we can now go forward.
当我们看到弟兄姊妹有难处的时候,
when we see our brother and sisters who is now stuck in a circumstance,
守住我们的嘴唇,
keep your mouth closed,
向着天上我们来祷告,
and pray to heaven.
不要传述,
don't just gossip.
好好的向神来祷告,
but pray to God earnestly.
神的家有爱,
so that now his house is with love.
永远为着那些迷失愿意转回的人, 就是在那里做一个保护。
And always pray for the one that are lost.
我们不是把人推出去,
that we are not pushing people away.
我们是把人带回来,
but we are drawing people in.
因为我们的仇敌才会把我们带出去,
because it is the enemy who will take us away.
可是我们的神要把我们带回来,
but God wants to draw us in.
带到他的羊圈里面享受他的爱。
Draw this sheep into the flock to be
shepherded. 是的,神是烈火。
Yes, Lord is the fire.
神会有怒气,
and the Lord gets angry at times.
都是为着我们,
but it is because he cares.
弟兄姊妹,我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Now let's sing song.
我们唱479首。
479.
他带领我,
that he leads me.
主带领我们,
that the Lord leads us.
我们的神一生都带领着我们,
that the Lord spent his whole life leading us.
我们同心来唱这首诗歌。
479.